This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. One would not, in ordinary conversation, call a bank branch office a cool place to be. Business models, however, are not ordinary conversations, and thus, here we are, talking about no less an old line bank than JPMorgan Chase playing the cool card in Washington, D.C. Why? Well, first of all, demographics is destiny, and also because after years of trying, Chase has finally been cleared to set up shop in the nation's capital. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer explains what's going on there.
With its first branch in D.C., Chase is trying hard to be young and hip. There's modern furniture and lighting. The only two teller windows are hidden in the back behind sliding doors. John Eric Wilson is the branch manager. He says around two-thirds of the bank's customers are millennials, like himself.
They can relax on the couches. They can plug into the chargers on the tabletops. This is the space that is the most comfortable for that.
Wilson points to what's known as the family room. That's separate from the branch's three living rooms. There are also so-called restaurant booths along the sidewall where customers can get financial advice. Wilson is wearing the bank uniform, jeans, a button-down shirt, and a name tag that says, "I'm saving for a house." He says all this is designed to make talking about money less stressful for young customers.
We want them to be able to come in when they need advice, and we want to be there to help them grow and to be a part of their financial journey.
Yeah, Chase and every other traditional bank. But here's what they're up against. A whole generation of Ruche Elamines. Elamine, who's 34, came into the Chase branch to replace her lost ATM card. Otherwise, she does her banking online.
Then I don't have to come into the branch and walk in the cold or use my lunch break to come into the branch.
Whatever brought her in, branch manager John Eric Wilson is just glad she's here. Because even a lost ATM card can lead to a conversation that can lead to bigger things. That conversation used to be a lot easier. Nancy Kane at the Harvard Business School says for years, the conversation started right out of school or with a first job.
Here's your credit card. Would you like us to help you refinance your student loan? Would you like us to help you think about planning for your retirement?
But now banks are up against much stiffer competition from online lenders. Personal loans made by traditional banks dropped by about a third in the past 5 years, in part because more consumers were turning to online banks. That's according to a TransUnion study. Andrew Hovid is with Novantas, a marketing firm for big banks. He says flashy new branches can give them an edge.
Making sure that you have some locations that are in kind of marquee locations around town where you're able to kind of build and burnish your brand.
Chase plans to open up to 70 new branches in the Washington region. Capital One Bank recently opened one of its cafes in Washington. They serve Pete's Coffee and have charging stations. Capital One will open a second cafe in Georgetown, just a couple of doors down from a branch Chase is now building. I nabbed 29-year-old Adam Steele on the sidewalk outside.
I think I would go and use the charging station.
Steele says he does like the idea of interacting with someone face-to-face at a bank, but unless his phone battery is dying, Steele would rather go to a traditional bank branch. He's more comfortable with an old-fashioned loan officer than a roving associate in jeans. Perhaps that's because of his general mistrust of banks. He came of age during the financial crisis.
Many of my friends endured hardship, had to take on tremendous amounts of student loans, especially my own father lost his job during the financial crisis.
Still, a bank is a bank, and its biggest draw is the perks on its credit cards or higher interest rates on savings accounts. That's what really matters to Steele. He is a Capital One customer because it offered him the best interest rate. And all the throw pillows and charging stations in the world won't help banks compete for customers like him if they don't have that. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.